Blog Talk Radio.
Like a baby, blow, blow, blow.
blow, blow from daddy, yo, yo. Blow, blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow my cassava, yo, oh, oh. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow, blow like mommy, yo, yo. Blow, blow, oh, daddy, yo, yo. Oh, my baby, blow, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe. Yeah. Oh yeah, baby, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Blow down your trumpet, blow, blow. Sample your trumpet, blow, blow. Oh yeah, baby, jo, 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 fu daddy, yo, yo. Jo, jo, like mommy, yo, yo. Jo, fu alaji, yo, yo.
Say, say, you have captured my heart, oh, baby, yo. Hey, hey. Anytime I move, you, they hold me down, baby, yo. Yeah, but I must to shoot my shot, oh, baby, yo.
Oh yeah, baby, sempe, sempe. Blow me like you drink is a pele water. Body gonna do me, je, 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 je. Run the matter inside the keke na pepe.
I'll take everything you have for free. What's this really cost? Oh, just calm yourself. Oh, stay still for once. Lose my atmosphere. I'm just floating on stars that turn. Take me for a ride. Take me in the light. Take me for a ride. I'll give everything I have for free. What's this really called? I'm choking on stars that turn.
My whole body weak, but you gotta. Have you ever been in love now? bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. That's the positive vibes we keep creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, we keep it blazing, yeah. As long as we live in this life, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with melodies that touch your soul, no. They're acting like the people don't need it no more. Still when she hear that good music, she hold me close. She groovy, now I know she feeling it for sure. She move to me and rest her head up on my shoulder. Soothingly she tell me if it turn up the song. Have you ever been in love? Now bad vibes can't stop this good vibration, yeah. Yeah, 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 that's the positive vibes that we creating, yeah. Sounds that make you feel right, we keep it blazing, yeah. Forever shining this light, we keep it blazing, blazing. Forever shining this light, oh yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I don't know what that was, but good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your host, La Pearl La Negra, and I am riding shotgun with the original host of this show, King Atterbury. How you doing tonight, King?
What's up? I'm in the building, you know what I'm saying? Back from outer space.
That's what's up. It sounds, speaking of outer space, I don't know if y'all heard it, but it sounds like the aliens was trying to send me some messages. I don't know what's going on with these devices I got, but it's all good. It's all good. Man, I'm feeling great tonight. How you feeling tonight, Ken?
Hey, I'm feeling right back in the present. Nah, man, right where I'm supposed to be.
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1. Hey, King, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Oh, yeah, them bracelets. Always in a place to be, right where they're supposed to be. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go any further, I have to give a big shout out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that myself and King are talking about here, Raw Links. His name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. A baby, baby. Without him, there would be no us. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry over at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com, or you can holler at anybody here in Epiphany, and we promise you we'll make sure that you get to adorn your body with whatever it is that you want. All right, King, this topic tonight, man, had me writing at the very, 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 I mean, I was like last few minutes before the show because I was like, I started writing, and I was like, no, I don't want to write that. Then I started writing, and I was like, no, I don't want to write that either. Some people would call it, quote, unquote, writer's block, but I don't believe in it. I'm not going to claim it. I didn't want to spit what I was writing down, so I kept going and kept going and kept going until I came up with something. Yeah, now.
it's not writer's block, you know what I'm saying? You know, with these type of topics, it's like everything put on hold because there's a significant reason to hold your pen in your hand and be like,
Absolutely.
And be in that zone.
Absolutely.
It's like
I was always
song, they're like, hold up, wait a minute.
Yep. Yes. I tend to say that quite often, those two lines right there. Especially when I need to do something, I got to, things come to a halt for a second, like you said. Yeah, I was like, hold up, wait a minute. So, absolutely. I like this topic, though. I really, really like this topic because, you know, it pushed me to remember some things that I went through. I write about my life. A lot of people don't know that, but in my poems, I think there was just one poet that actually got it and knew that this was all, most of my pieces come from my life. They're real, the words that I put in them. But for the most part, most of the poets, they don't even know that. They just, you know, they have some admiration for the way that I write. But I like my pen being pushed. I love inspiration, which I pull from just about everywhere. So what about you? This is your topic, but I still would like to know, where were you at when you came up with this particular topic?
You know, the drive and motivation behind, like, writing your piece and reciting your piece on impulse, you know, mm-hmm. that's a whole different story of writing your poetry on impulse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to create that wave without even really thinking. And then when you read it, it's like, like where was I? No directional find on it. It's something that needs to be said and spread.
Absolutely. You know what, like I was saying, I started writing and I scratched it out. I didn't scratch it out. I just flipped, turned the page, and I start writing again, and I'll turn the page and writing again. That is writing on impulse, but I ain't like what I was writing, so I ain't want y'all to hear it. So I just kept turning the page until I got to where I was satisfied. You know, so
yeah,
it's still impulse.
It's like the boss man. It's like the boss man when he'd be like, baby, 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 baby. No, like why he keep doing that? Because impulse, that's something that he wants to do. Because
yeah.
It's a vibe. You know what I mean? That he's sending through the air.
Vibe.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. And I love it,
so,
man. You know,
that they with spray.
Mhm. It's a beautiful thing now. Absolutely a beautiful thing because some people, just some people, don't really have, how can I say nerve? I'm not going to say the ability to write on, you know, at an impulse because everybody can write down anything. Some people just don't, they're not feeling it. So they would just keep whatever it is inside them and leave it at that. I'm loving this topic. I'm ready for some poetry, but it is a half an hour into, it's a little over a half an hour into the first hour. So let me do a station ID, and maybe you can give us a song, King, and then we can get to some poetry. How that sound?
All right, that's peace. No, man, we be good.
All right, I'll do this.
Tiffany Radio.
Yeah, 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 right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought you was going to give us a song.
I'm going to throw a song in the air, but I was just testing the mic. One, two. Y'all there?
Okay. My mic sounds nice. All right.
All right. Well, here's a song for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Don't be living out in the world without feeling addiction. You know what I mean? Word.
Next election. Yeah. Hey, it's all less for press, baby.
Just rock with me now.
The numbers running, make low, so Chase, you ain't no so. Yeah.
You got fashion and style.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving your smile.
Right.
And the way you get down.
Love that, baby. Rock with me now. Yeah.
I can't see no one else.
Uh-huh.
It's you by yourself. Yeah, in spite of the crowd,
baby, no one else matters.
You started off as a kid, never expect a man. Now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
Started off as a kid,
but all I see.
Hey.
And it could not be no clearer that I need you here with me. You feel it? Your heart beats for me, girl, I hear the sound.
And it only gets better.
Hey.
You started off as a kiss.
Yeah.
You never expect to miss.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
Addiction.
Oh.
You started off as a kiss.
Yeah.
You never expect to miss.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm in coping with
my addiction.
While all the girls say,
I'm addicted to you.
Find out, I got you and me wind out. I get them hooked like I threw a fishing line out.
Gotcha.
My white girl keep me fetter lined out. I'm 2G, so I stay Gucci signed out. And I get so much attention. They sit and talk about me like intervention. They say that white phantom looks so cocaine. I hop out the suicide looking so Cobain. And I just Courtney Love when they know your name. They like low, so we already know so dang. They come back one more gram, right back like Lindsay out the program. Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Yo, that is that's one of my joints, yo. When that joint come on in the club, it be popping. Because I don't know if y'all can hear it. That's one of those songs where you need your speakers up. The bass really, really comes through. Man, it just moves your body. That's my joint.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Put you right there in the atmosphere.
Absolutely. So, you ready to get into some poetry, Kane? Because I know I'm ready to hear some. Oh.
Hey, let's get involved with all the problems solved. You know what I mean?
I heard that. So, how you want to do this? You want to go first, or you want me to spit first?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got something to throw in the air. I got something. Yeah.
Well, whenever you ready, mic is yours.
All right. This piece is untitled. You know what I mean? It's called My Goodness. I call it My Goodness because it's like My Goodness. All right. She want a pleasure principal who could work non-traditional, allow her body to form melodies and rhythms internally. Become the highlight of a kissing bandit that it's heard so much about. Enjoying the course upon a route being witnessed inside of her house. Airwaves controlled by a collective impulsive energy, bringing memories that was lost for centuries. Modern day emotions and feelings from a touch and a smiling stare. Undressing each other's wares until flesh moment appears. Romantically dancing, intimacy covers this one night. Her ticket on the J1W flight is just right. Bedroom misty from the mild marijuana being exhaled. As we laid thinking about all the past times that failed. Due to the power of now, we are experiencing the happening. One for the trouble, two for the time. We get to know each other by practicing. That's that piece, King.
One for the trouble, two for the now. I like that joy. Okay. That was dope. You just wrote that tonight? Or you had that in your archives?
No, that was in the archives.
That's all right. All right, poetry is timeless. I like that. That a lot. One for the total, two for the now. I had two for the now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. I'll be snatching some stuff from y'all, though. Little lines and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be snatching it, keeping it in my little,
yeah,
you know, my
all my business thing. It's on you. It's on you.
Okay. That's what's up. Absolutely. All right. Well, I got a little something. I worked on, like, I was rushing, but it's something. I can pull my page up, right? Okay, all right. Okay, so this is called Impulse Found My Still. It was a time in my life I'd sit in complete silence, briefly with ease. But the compulsion to stress over what could have been said or could have been done took my peace. My desire for wanting a do-over hid my comfortable behind pulling the unnecessary towards me. My soul trying to break through, screaming at my flesh, calm down, girl. That part of life doesn't belong to you. Surrounded by devils and heartbreaks, believing there was no such thing as an escape, because that's all I knew. It was all I'd ever see. And I sought nourishment for my soul. I even tried self-care. But they too fed me poison and suggested roads filled with nothing but toxins in the atmosphere. So with no guidance and wisdom, I foolishly, carelessly, happily indulged in decadence. My flesh just a blanket for what lies within, just beneath the surface of that skin. And my cheekbones got a rise from reckless thoughts of ending them all and standing alone to watch them burn, telling myself, yeah, it was my turn. Then out of nowhere came thoughts of losing my all on an impulse. My family I built, brought down a waterfall of reality's tears, and that is when I found my still. That's that piece.
Oh, that is what's up. That is what's up. Y'all just heard La Perla Negra. Huh. You already know she
hey.
Always in the building without being in the building. Yeah,
thank
I love
you,
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you know you have a presence with your poetry online, so that's what you always
wow.
love for. My man.
Thank you. You
yeah,
know what?
True.
I see some callers up in here, but I don't think they're ready to spit yet. So how about we give them some more music, and then we can come back maybe with some more pieces of our own if they're still not ready.
Yeah, no doubt. We're gonna go right in there. We're gonna rock off with some Job Road.
Oh. For the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't
would you still be calling me?
Still calling
still
you.
Be loving me?
I'll be loving you. Oh.
Pull a case, you're blind and no go. Pivot ain't easy, trust me, I know what gangsters in. Go, 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 go. Together, go. Like the chiller in bad weather, I'm good. good, but been better. On my road to cheddar and glamorous things. Copped a few cars, a crib, the east and the west wing. Cause this is how I'm living, and y'all women know the secrets on how to get it and keep it. How to pray about weak as the power of the... Got a lot of wondering, it ain't just I. Gotta keep the cash coming, and that's on my life. If it wasn't for the money and the things I got, she probably wouldn't like me. But I keep her in Irvin, Jeffrey, quite icy. Sips terrifying, who does it like me? And the murder is I-N-C.
If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, take to get to Mac that is, player that is, pimp that kid. Your boy had wigs before we hit showbiz. But showbiz brought next level kicks. Pull up in them hot cars, go by the whole park. I came from the dirt, what you want me to say? I'm at the top of the world and life's a buffet. And that's why I get MIA. Shut the game down so the buses can't play. Hell yeah, I clutch money, hell yeah, I act funny. Look at you like... All the stuff I've been through, it's a wonder why I'm still here. Said I was gone, but I'm still here. And all you that left me here, it's mighty strange how you right back here. If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't you?
Why you wanna take it all from me? Honey, my life is dark, but it's lovely. Crimes, car, trips, ain't that right, Kelly? Y'all don't know. Money ain't a thing, mommy need a little change. Girl, I'm pitching quarters. Closest to the heart, cause you live in a fortress. New business, new bosses, new cases, new lawyers. I'm becoming the infamous, notorious rule. Couldn't walk a mile in my shoes. Don't possess the heart that I do. And it's no wonder that I'm still here. Thought I was gone, but I'm still here. And all you that left me here. It's kinda funny how you right back here.
If it wasn't for the money, cars and movies, stars and jewels and all these things I've got, I wonder, hey, would you still want me?
Won't
would you still be calling me?
That's a classic. That is a classic. You know, I am such a fan of R. Kelly. And man, just that whole era back then. Oh, man. You know, you pull classics out all the time. And I told you, they take me back to summertime, man. So.
Yeah, well, you know, we're coming in this. You know, even though everybody's springing forward, but you know, in the summer you're gonna be a gunner or a runner. You know what I mean? So
hey, that's right.
Yeah, you're gonna be right there. This is the pre-preparation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I like that.
So
gunner or runner.
Still here.
Right. Right. All right. Well, since I was the last to do a poem. And our callers don't have no hands up, I'm going to hand the mic back over to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to go right in. This piece is called Me, King, and Lord.
Mic is yours.
I'm two quarters and a penny walking around in the God state. Don't even want to know my face. I travel from outer space. Used to be a roller, drinking with these guys from Enterprise. So one day I said goodbye and sung your friendship a lullaby. Trash talk don't even touch my spirit or heartbeat. My new strategy held a lifestyle that's unique. Weird dude, I could be hiding behind my inner being. With all eyes seeing, enjoying myself, having a nice meeting. Manipulative suckers getting stuck in a downpour. Can't imagine what I saw before my spiritual side endured. The happening, exposure to the essence of living right. Both sides of fight when I ignite my pilot light. Flame on, I'm gone. Get one of my friends to sing songs. I belong to a woman who's caring, compassion in the warm. My ladies stand by me through the ups and downs. Fake niggas frown because I'm housed on 2 grounds. Left behind the bloodhounds and pit bulls, so I use. The power of my words, witness my time on YouTube. Visit the website and check out all type of media. I created a chamber without even having a leader. The charge that's fluorescent. Illumination is crazy. Touch water, feeling ties that respond for me. Awake, King.
You know what? It's something about when a person puts their person in a piece, just a little bit of dedication, you know, saluting them and letting people know that they have someone in their life and that they're on their side. It does something for me. It really, really does, because for those of us that are single out here, you know, it sometimes we start to get a little faded, a little dim with our view of having someone come into our life. But when you hear something like that, just that little bit adding them into it, it gives us a little bit of, you know, a beacon of hope. So it that was dope. I like that.
You know, it's reminiscent of a song we just heard by Ja Rule and L. Kelly when they say, you know, I'm still here to sing ones that left me there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, and it don't even have to be a certain atmosphere with them. You know, just a person that's, like, right there in the mix with you. You know what I mean? Just say, absolutely. Yo, I see. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. That's what he asked the question. He said, would you still want me? I want you. That's that drawing.
Exactly.
I'm in the background singing.
That's why I say, like, stepping out of thoughts with impulsive poetry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. I know.
All right.
So got something in the royal chamber.
I found something. Y'all be patient with me, because I know I can't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room, but I still try anyway.
Hey.
All right. Okay. This is untitled.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. I guess you wonder where I've been. She who be me, I am she, all woman you see, here to give as always love and light, so blessed be. I search to find the love within, so my pen screams through tears of my life's experiences, and the ink from it echoes the love of life. Many are the stories to be told through us from the togetherness so sweet once we shared. My pen screams memories of blissful times of what once was, but lingers inside. And the ink from it echoes the love of life. Yet many are the stories to be told of an epic reality I long for again. My pen screams through tears of my life's experiences. So listen, the ink from it echoes. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. I cry for your pain. And people ask me, how can someone with so much pain inside love so hard and stay so positive? Because I allow myself to heal. Because I know it gets better. And besides, God turns my scars into stars. I do my writing by the window, so I sit there a lot. Some pieces are fantasy, but most are true experiences, so I pretty much pull from my heart. And I listen to the distant noise of traffic. It's a happy distraction. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. She will be me. I am she, all woman, you see. Sitting and listening to songs or a best-selling literature piece. Weeping at the reeds that plant the seeds that grow from my tears because I'm always in my field. Feeling the meaning in the stories and told tales of, ooh, child, that's my song. Or somebody knows me because they're telling my story. I'm going to play this all night because ain't nobody here but me. I might just play it till revelry. Eat an early meal. You know, breakfast to break the fast. Or just continue to read. Because ain't nobody here but me. I'm a poet, you know. Or at least that's what some say is true. Because I sometimes like to shed a layer or a few and tell her story. Oh, I mean her story of she who be me. I am she, all woman, you see. The whole time asking the crowd, are you not entertained? I see you watching me. I came back to let you know. See, I'm not looking for fame, but you can still give me one mic in a spotlight. I'll perform and give you a little of my trailblaze to just let you a little close to me. There ain't nobody here but me. But please proceed with caution. Tread lightly. It's on a heartstring trail that is very, very frail. Got a thing for you, and I can't let it go. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Not me. That was a beautiful piece right there, and you know, and I'm gonna say this right there because we try to keep the vibes alive around here.
Yes.
I mean, before we even let the next caller in, I think we should go through with a Prince dedication right now.
All right now.
Yeah. We're going to slide through right there. Thank you for that beautiful piece, though, the Pearl and Negra.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Mm.
Hey, I would die for you, yeah.
Sorry, it would have worked out better if I'd had myself off mute. Oh man, yo, me and my grandbaby were listening to Prince all weekend long. Not when he turned to Simple, but I'm talking about long-haired Prince when he was real, real wild and just bug-eyed looking and trying to really get himself out there. You know, I fell in love with Prince.
You can't go wrong with Prince. He just had them joints. He's like, even if he can't stand, he'd be able to move.
Yeah.
You know, when he was singing those songs, he meant every word that he said.
You know what? Prince has always been very, very, I mean, extremely, extremely spiritual, always. A lot of people don't know that, but he, as freaky as he is, he has always been a man of faith, always. That's a little nasty stuff. But I'm here to testify you can be as freaky as you want and still have an amazing relationship with the Creator, okay? You know what he did, what he made you. But me and Prince used to have the same hairstyle. My hair, I used to wear my hair long and fluffed out just like that. I'm trying to tell you we had the same hairdo. It takes me back, yo. Oh, my God. Especially the style he had. I don't know if y'all remember. I think that was, like, one of his earliest albums. The album cover was a light blue background, and he looked like he didn't have no clothes on there. That's when I really, really, like, got into Prince. Couldn't tell me nothing. That was my man.
Yo, Prince just had a way. He had a way about himself. You know what I'm saying? No, even if you said, "Oh, no, Prince just in there," whatever way you looked at him, like, but it doesn't take away from the music, because when a Prince song come on, you know you're either gonna bop in your head and you're gonna be, you know, doing something. You know what I mean? Like, he makes you move. He's a whole different vibe. You know what I mean? I can't just front on him like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, King, we got a call up in here with a hand up, and this is my diva. I'm going to open up, come right. This is my sexy, sultry voice, diva. Mrs. VIP, hey, diva.
Mrs. VIP. Ow. Let me get my cameo voice on. Ow.
How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm good, Diva. How you two doing?
I'm good. It's good to hear from you. It really, really is. Man. I'm kind of hype. I don't know why. Maybe it was that Prince song. I don't know. But he did something to it. Yes. Diva, what do you think of this topic about, what is this? I'm going to call you Prince. Yeah, I got Prince on the brain. I'm calling you Prince.
Stepping out of thoughts with impulsive poetry.
All I can say for that is that when you have impulsiveness in your mind, now only if you're in your mind, you can do whatever you want to do. However, the real deal, So anyway, I did bring a little something.
All right, well, Diva, we are anxious to hear it. So I'm going to stand back out the way and fix the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. This piece is untitled. I have to watch out for thoughts, especially impulsive ones. There were times when I thought to kill or maim someone, or times where I wished to be drunk to escape the bad times, or go shopping until I felt better. I would end up incarcerated, inebriated, or broke. But I am well-educated due to knowing actions have consequences. So I obviate them to stay cool. Impulsive thoughts come when I see murderers at large or the captured ones. Thoughts of instant karma come quick, such as an eye for an eye. Don't spend the taxpayers' money. Get them dead quick. Impulsive thoughts also find me in Aruba with my husband, killing the credit cards. If no consequence, rob a bank. But I want a great time in my mind. To be good invades my thought process almost all the time. But if I give in to the madness, it will be a mess. So I strive to keep my thoughts in obedience to the Most High. In my private moments, I wish I could fly. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Wow.
Hey, that's what's up.
Yeah. You know what? Your impulsive thoughts can lead you to recklessness. You know, decisions, but not all the time. Sometimes, you know, it depends on when we're with our, if we're with our mate, you know, you can want to do certain things on an impulse. And it's not a bad thing.
Right.
I love that piece, Diva. I really do. Yeah.
He in the building. You better heard and listen in.
I hear that. That's amazing. That is awesome. Now, Diva, before we let you go on over there to the Boal Lounge, I hope I said it right. Can't nobody do it like you can.
I said it right. Got it.
Diva, can you let everybody know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Absolutely. Every Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m., my diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. Now, we don't know what the topic is of yet. We like to tease until near damn time, so y'all can get yourselves together or write what you need to fast, quick, and hurry. But dig, we have fun. We have great music and great poetry. So to all who's listening, y'all come and join us and have some fun with us. Well, we sure had fun last week. So if you missed it, get on a replay. Back to you, Tim.
Thank you.
I missed out last weekend, so I got to definitely show up tomorrow. Man, on Wednesday.
Well, we'll be there. Promise you that.
Lordy, Lordy.
Speaking of Lordy, Lordy, is Lord coming or is King coming or is Prince coming? Which one of the ordinary personalities do we get?
That's what I said. When the Lord is in the house, oh my God.
Okay. I know that's right. Throw that out there in the universe. That's right. That's what's up. All right, Diva, thank you very much for that amazing piece. If you wouldn't mind, well, we might spin the block. We'll see how things go. But if you can't, thank you anyway. Your presence is appreciated, as always. All right.
Indeed.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, I love that. You know, these topics push people to come up with things, with pieces, and I just love the creativity within us being creatives and poets and artists. We are all artists. It's amazing. Yeah, song for that thing.
Oh, yeah, I definitely got to, because, you know, in this world today, you know, you got to do you. I mean, so it's like when somebody said, "Why you doing you?" Be like, "Yo, it's my thing."
I know that's right.
That's the thing.
In the face of the fact, there's a lot of crowd out there today. Let's hear them play.
Got it.
you better stand clear. EPMD is a world premiere. From New York, straight talk, America's best. Cold Wild Long Island is where we rest. Style of the rap makes your hands clap. Take care from the stuff because the lines are strapped. They mean business, no time for play. If you buy a line, they'll blow your way. The more you bite, your body gets hot. Don't get too close because you might get shot. No one at my bomb like a poisonous rat. Don't play dumb, boy, you're smarter than that. My thing. Rhythmatic style keeps the rhyme flowing. The brain's already biting without you knowing. Can't understand why your body's getting weaker. Then you realize it's a voice from the speaker. The mommy come delirious. Situation serious. Don't get ill. Go and get curious. Enough about that. Let's get on to something better. And if it gets warm, take off the hot sweater. And if you want some water, I get you a cup. And if you don't want it, then burn the hell up. I'm telling you now, boy, you ain't jack. Talk so much junk like Mr. T is your back, but he's not. So don't act cute, cause if we do, you in high pursuit. It's my thing. As the song goes on, you will notice a change. The way I throw down, the way I say my name. The mic that I'm packing is playing resistance. So it's cool and keep your distance. When I walk into the party, girls are screaming at me. I park my mic in my host, and then I yell, freeze.
Freeze.
Music, please. Where was I? Oh yes, say a deaf rhyme, then I put them to rest. Every time I rock a rhyme, I can tell that you like it. The notion is strong like the mind of a psychic. The mind is weary, floating like a dove. Sweating the things like a jewel's making love. Control the crowd so they can accept it. Told the concentration is the perfect method.
It's my thing.
The strong I attack, the ones who got the mic and freeze, I throw back, I perfect and eject, make MC sweat, take them off on the mic, then I tell them step, not waiting or debating, cause if you keep hating, playing me too close, like two dog mating.
Now let's get on with the rest of the lesson, don't really like it when stuck aside messing, trying to make a scene, talking very loud, talking much junk to attract the crowd, you say you want to battle, your first mistake, you get quiet and stuff like you was out of way, end up beginning, you knew you wasn't winning, now you're for shame, your head starts bending. Kind of upset, boy, I understand. You lost again, I won goddamn.
My thing. My funky fresh lyrics put you in the spirit. I'll speak a little louder for you suckers can't hear it. The rhymes I design are right on time. And at the crown of my mic, flash a danger sign. Cause I'm a thriller of Manila, MC Coke killer. Drink Budweiser, cannot stand Miller. MC's cold clock until the party's through. Then they tap me on my shoulder and say, this buzz for you.
To be a real MC, you can't be obedient. To be smooth is the main ingredient. You have to be sooky like a Milky Way. To be able to make it work, you rest and play. I control the pace of the rate of I'm going. Hydraulic jack is the way they're flowing. Slow, yes, just like the order. The compassion is waved like the motion of water. Smooth.
Record is spinning, got your fly girly grinning. MD is on the mic, you know I'm only beginning. Rhymes fresh and fresh, never heard me fetch. Scored 110, all my MCs test. My rhymes stronger than Tyson, hold the MC license. When I grab the mic, MCs get frightened.
I'm dangerous, I eat across some bones. Lounge on, boy, you in the danger zone. What I mean by lounge, I don't mean biting. Huh, you mess around and we'll be fighting. It's alright if you bite, but don't recite. Because the rhymes are mine, and that ain't right. But that's still, just still to the next episode. Diamond J, yo, release the chord.
My thing.
Yeah.
Right, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. I'm your host, LaPerla Negra, and I'm riding shotgun with the original host of this show, King Atterbury. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dollar number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 and join us. Oh, man, King. This show is going great. It's like 20 after 10 already. Wow. That's all right.
That's that lunar moon energy right there. You know what I mean? You don't even know that happens while it's happening.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It's all good. It's all good. I'm ready for some more poetry, King.
Hey, let's get it in. Let's rock. Let's rock, baby.
I love that, yo. All right, so what else did you bring for us? Because I got another piece, but I got to hear yours first.
Right here on this joint. This joint is called Endo.
Mike is yours.
As I peel back the layers so they can see what's gigantic, my organs, titanic, drop from a spear, signal the planet. Areas feel a shift inside. They like, what the hell is that? Whatever's wet, I spin, dry my lines, call me laundry mat. Return to the backpack, no cassettes or CDs. Only Samsung I brung was the energy of Hercules. Ain't worried about a thing, just observation and sensory. Logging information inside my archive lockbox memories. It's a kaleidoscope of words and phrases entering stages. 10 toes on multiple stages when you see me amongst races. Guided by intergalactic conscious of higher beings. Some of y'all still dreaming, caught in the matrix deceiving. Better get up on your good foot, on your movement. I don't know what y'all doing, but I stayed time cruising. This ain't action-packed thriller from the movies. I'm steady doing me while some stuck inside communities. Been burned down the crash course lessons while perfecting. Ancestral answers help with questions outside of them sessions. I'm a seer that might not appear in your ear or your ear, but my presence is like a souvenir displayed almost 6 years. As I glide and slide on the shore of South Jersey mad early, I'm in the window watching black birds singing their own poetry. Scribe a die connection, having a seat around sections. Never flexing, only singing within lines without detection. And that's that piece. Okay.
Oh. All right. That right there is like, you heard what I said.
You heard.
That's what's up. No, I like that. That's all right. Okay.
You always end your pieces with an exclamation point, and I like that. It's an attention getter. Even if people were like skimming through, paying attention a little bit at the end, you have to take notice to what you said. And that was dope. That's dope. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, so I dug through some pieces here. I think this one is pretty recent that I wrote. Yeah, but I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna try and do this. All right, because I think I tinkered with it a little bit, but
all right, well, it might be.
Thank you. This is called Dear Future Husband. Dear Future Husband, I want you to know I don't just remind you that I always see the beauty within. I love, nurture, and soothe the beast as well. And I don't want you to be alarmed, but everything you seek is home right between my arms. I am the chief cornerstone, so you have my respect, and I will always speak to the king in you. Come to you as a blank canvas, because I want you to work, draw, design, and create on me so that I can learn the intricacies of all that you want and need. And it don't get no better than creativity of fresh design hidden in the mind, awaiting that lay down on the open layout. So, dear future husband, every night I pray with you and for you. I miss you most days, for there have been times I've even been emotional and even cried for you. I walk with you, talk with you, and love our conversations. Because even when they're about nothing, you still think I'm funny. And I'm comfortable with me, but I never want to be exempt from you. So I'll always entertain the thought of us and always come to expect you. Get excited all throughout my day, knowing you're on your way. I don't know your name or even what you look like, but I know that I love you and that you love, cherish, and protect all that I am, and that I'm just your type. Because the same angels that watch over you whisper it to me in my dreams every night. But I just wanted to say, though we are yet to meet and bond this love perfect and true, dear future husband, I haven't seen you, but my soul knows you, and that's it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. The poet is out here under the full moon.
Thank you.
The blue moon. Full moon. That's about to go somewhere, but that was lovely, though. I appreciate hearing that. You know, we surviving the waves out here, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, the remnants are still in the sky, but, you know, we still here, you know what I mean, without losing ourselves. That was lovely, though.
Definitely.
We appreciate your poetry, man. Pearl. Well, but I got another piece, though.
Oh, all right. Well,
how we do out here, you know what I mean? We don't be playing around.
I know that's right. All right, well, I'm going to sit back and put my feet up. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This piece is titled Time On. Throw me under the jail. I'm too involved with elevation. While a jury is deliberating, I'm writing poems at a station. Beers untold keep my mind, body, and soul underground with no sound, not even found in open scrolls. Undetected, connected to the Elohim outside of dreams. Visible posts mean that it's seen from mirrored screens. Optimal hidden points, dead spread, is lopsided. Ask my spirit, go find it, it's too late to be reminded. Journey from the center of earth, riding in lava. Materialize through karma and upset the dark-hearted. Gray clouds coming as I turn nothing to something. My implosion is an explosion that has me setting up functions. Decoding what's in sight, but hidden in blind sight. The intuition I was given, see inside of the last rites, my hands in holy water, then splash words to heaven. it's been a while speaking to deacons, and I don't like the reverence. Okay.
Wait a minute. Can you say them last couple lines? Again, it's been a while for what now?
Oh, I said wash my hands in holy water and then splash words of heaven. It's been a while speaking to deacons, and I don't like the reverence.
Oh, okay. I feel you on that one. Oh, wow. Okay. I understand.
I never did.
I feel you. You know, I know quite a few reverends, because for one, I grew up in the church, and that just seems to be what has been a part of my life, men of the cloth. And I don't get starstruck with them. A lot of their parish, what you call them, parishioners, their congregation gets starstruck with them. But I know them as just regular people. You know what I mean? So, they do same thing that we do. They live their lives every day just like we do, you know. And the only difference is they have a certain way of showing us how to get a deeper relationship with the Creator, you know. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't been to church in long time.
Yeah. I ain't been there either, but you know, there's a deacon. There's always a deacon who can praise the reverend. He just don't want to walk stage like that. I've seen it in the church. Now, I mean, that's why I said it's been a while speaking to deacons, and I don't like the reverend. Because you up here trying to showboat and act like you that nigga, but you not. You know what I'm saying? Get exposed.
my husband's cousin they were married and not anymore. She was married to a deacon, but he's cool as a cucumber. He's such good people. He's really, really good people.
Right.
And it was funny because I know him by a different name than he's called in his church. People call him, you know, Deacon Helm. Like, it sounds weird when people address him like that because I know him on a real personal, like family level. It's cool. That's all right. I love that piece, though. My diva says she got herself another piece, and I'm anxious to hear it. Can we skip me, or you want me to go ahead first and let her in? This is your show. How you want to go?
Get her with your piece, and then we'll bring the diva back in.
All right. This is another one I think I wrote recently, real recently. Okay, it's called Best at Doing Me. It isn't warm or welcoming where I come from. They house murderers, rapists, and liars, all full of greed. A place where sacrifice was discouraged and even forbidden and dared to speak. Where they condoned evil and disrespect was encouraged. Well, I found my courage, and I just got out of the lion's den, running wild through this freedom. I'm feeling like myself again, because everything is working out just fine. They have no more control over me, but I still got a ladder to climb, because I'm getting at all my dreams. No more shaky ground under my feet. I'm moving steady to the rhythm of my own beat, rocking and rolling all on my own. No need to get permission to move like I'm grown. Now, I've been through a lot of really bad hoods, some much worse than others. But I've found there is no other tougher than a hood that I know to come from the womb that made me a mother. Man, it doesn't get any more beautiful or rougher. and others try to distract and deter me by yanking my sleeve. But it just simply cannot be done, because I'm the best at doing me, and I'm a master of where I'm from. And that's that piece.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Go ahead. All right, y'all. That was the Pearl of Negra. Give it up. Give it up. You know what I mean? But if you don't, if you, like Biggie Smalls say, if you don't know, now you know, man.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kang. Thank you. I'm going to open up this microphone back up to my diva. Welcome back, welcome back, Diva. Hey, 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 girl. We are ready. We are ready for your piece you got waiting for us. Just as much as you want to give it to us, we want to hear it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Mic is yours.
If I talk the talk, I must walk the walk. I can't be fake. I have to be me. My word is bond, and my energy is high. I keep my head looking to the sky, never looking back. Still, I want to experience everything that comes my way. So today and every day, I walk that walk so I can talk that talk. Because I'm a walking testimony. I radiate within, and my light surrounds me. Sometimes it astounds me. Because one may be able to talk with me, but no one could ever walk where I've been unless you were with me in the mix. Don't get it twisted. There were times in my past where I resisted the light within. And what was done to me, I fell in sin to retaliate. And I know you can relate to what I'm saying. So I talk the talk. Watch me shine as I walk the walk of life. And trust and believe I'm not playing. Because the Most High has me, and I do my best to live life abundantly. That's that piece.
Yeah. Tell them how you feel.
Go ahead,
walk that talk. Yeah.
I know. You definitely walk that walk and talk that talk, though.
Absolutely. Hey, girl, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Loving that. Oh, man, thank you once again, Diva, for that piece, man. Walk that walk, girl. Yeah. Talk that talk. That's right. Let them know. Big.
Let it be known. That's the VIP, y'all. You better recognize.
That'll recognize. All right, Diva. I'm going to send you back on over there to the Royale Lounge.
One love, Mike. One love,
Mike. Wow. Nice. Very, very nice.
I got a song right here. This is one of the songs that you requested a while back. And he told me to throw up in the archives. So I'm
going to
throw
it
up.
Okay. Yeah. They call me Big L.A. Big L.A. Big money. Big L.A. When I'm riding in the mall, can you hear me? I be striking with these balls, so you feel me? Let me trip it up a cuz in the back. Let me trip it, get a buzz in your hat. I'm going to tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Love to get the ice pop. Call my name. Go crazy in the mall with James. Don't cat not ill like me.
the hand. Steady sticking to the wall, give it up. Stick it through the back door, live it up. Got the champagne, pour me a cup. Got the girls looking raw in the front. Gotta call your man in town. Tell the bar another round. Got all my mans holding me down. Kinda thick, my lips get down. So get with it. I'm saying what time, wanna get with it. Got players on the grind, wanna skip with it. Backstage, you mind, I'ma split with it. Hey,
to get a head swung. That's my joy. You got to listen to, you got to pump that real loud. I mean, be next to the speaker when that joint is pumping.
Yeah.
Got to get
a
head.
I had to throw that out there. That's what you told me to throw in the royal loop.
Oh, yes. Even my cat like it, you hear? Oh, yes. That's my joy. Oh, man. Oh, I'll tell you what, Kang. I got another piece, but I want to give the rundown for Epiphany so people don't feel lost and they know what's going on with us. You know, we got a show every night of the week. Epiphany got it on lock. So I'm going to start with Wednesday night with myself and my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. As she said, every Wednesday night at 9, we are in the erotic love zone. You know how we do. We tease y'all until we come up with a topic. So whatever we do come up with, we're sure you're going to love it. Every Thursday night, we have the Get Down, and that is hosted by Poetic and J. Rob, the Wise Son. I don't know what the topic is, but that's actually personally one of my favorite shows on Epiphany. And Friday nights are open. Every other Saturday night, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or you can sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off, and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist of Baby Baby. The following Saturday night, we have the Just Jay and Gina Storm Show, hosted by Just Jay and Gina Storm. Sunday nights, we have the Inspiration Factory hosted by Divine Inspiration and Alfonso. And then we're right back here on Monday night with King and Queen's Quarters, hosted by King Atterbury and one of the divas of the sexy divas of Epiphany, either myself or Mrs. VIP. Tuesday nights, we have one of Mojave's shows. This is why we call him Mr. Tuesday Night, because he's always got something going on. It is either Fly Speak, The Honey Drippers, or The War Council. Take your choice. But make sure you call in on Tuesday nights because there's always something going on. All right, King, back to you.
All right. You know, and as I came across this topic for the night, stepping out of thoughts with impulsive poetry, because that's just my reality. You know, a lot of times you just have to take yourself there. You know what I'm saying? And let your mind be clear. So it's okay to have impulsive poetry. Just do you. I mean, don't ever let nobody hold you back from bringing forth that ish. You know, you start contemplating yourself and just feeling like, oh, well, I don't know. Don't second guess nothing. Just, you know, like they said, bring it out. I mean, just let it flow.
Your Absolutely.
There's no writer's block. There's nothing. Just bring it out. It don't care if you say A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. You know what I mean? You can start off with that and just go. That's why I'm saying, stepping out of thoughts with impulsive poetry. You know, be who you are. Don't forget who you are. You're a poet. You're a poetry. Whichever way. You know.
That's it. Peace.
Yeah, that's Uh-huh. But look, I got another poem to throw in the air. I mean, if you got one right behind me, we good out here in these streets.
Absolutely. So I'm moving out the way. Go ahead, King. The mic is yours.
All right. This is the piece titled Purification. She said her mind was made up with travel plans made. Left a large amount of memories that I discarded from my mind. Can release what can be heavy after a while. I found answers speaking the water. We are bonded by clarity. Doesn't matter the conditions from pulsations I listen. My only new beginnings are consistent with honest thoughts. Now that I walk inside the presence of two men who are deceased, heart rate is back normal. There are no hands on my clock. Whatever time wanted to say, only the sky reveals to me. Change that come and go, only sight can move intentions. For that which is seen and administered deep within, the audible orchestra conducted by me is given free. And that's that piece, King.
The audible structure, say that again. It's all about those last lines in your pieces. Say that again.
The audible orchestra conducted by me is given free.
I'm talking about right there. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thought I saw a spider crawling. I don't know what that was, but I found my bravery and I brushed it onto the floor or wherever it went. I hope it don't crawl back up. It looked like a spider. I don't do spiders.
Oh, wow.
That took a lot of heart for me to do that just now. But I love the piece. I love the piece. Yeah. It's always a lot of heart behind your pieces. You have this energy of directness and intention when you stitch your pieces and when you write. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. I really, really do.
Yeah. And, you know, it's always great and lovely to hear your beautiful pieces, you know what I mean, because it's right there, heart-giving. You know what I'm saying? And just shifted the way it is. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you pay attention because of the sound, the voice behind the words. You know what I mean? So, hey, we all got our thing out here. Word up.
Thank you. Okay. Well, Oh my God, it is a spider. Oh, wait a minute. Oh. Oh. I'm sorry. I can't do it. All right. So for those of you guys, you know, that don't believe in harming anything, okay, I ain't there. I'm not there. I don't do spiders. So, yeah, it's dead. I killed it dead. It's gone. Anyway, I have another piece as well, okay?
All right. That's
the right. Thank you. This is untitled. Standing is an art, and I've come to understand not everyone is an artist. Just like I know allowing your past to keep picking at your scars and irritating them isn't fair to the one who can kiss them away. Every time I start to write another heartbroken piece, I say to myself, I hope this is the last sad piece I write. Because this is my last relationship where I'll be in love in it alone. And there have been many times I've looked at love smoking, like smoking mirror. And once again, my heart is in pieces. As I spread my wings, looking to the heavens while the stars sing a familiar tune to my heart, I am looking at pain again. Tears greeting it like, hey, old friend, I knew you back. I knew you'd be back. I never did reach cloud nine. I'm a transparent soul, and I can see right through them, no doubt, but the same is mine. I claim their lack of love. I never wanted to just suffer inside, because hurt don't heal well when I try to hide it. My game face is my reveal, though. It is my duplicity, so you can look past my scars. Living under a golden sky, I've seen the blue clouded and open in the labyrinth of my mind. Stopped with the I adore them, and I found the door to me. While my soul was crying out to me to stop hiding from the questions within when I didn't know who or where or even what I was. A soul crying out to me, just let go. Come and claim me as your own. Walk through and make yourself at home. You were once a flowering star child. Wake up. I've traveled so far and I'm tired of losing out on the abundance of love because no one knows how to touch me deepest when I've already loved them. Touch them, they've never known. I long to be touched, but maybe, this maybe wasn't made for anyone. Certain from here on, putting in the work, healing myself, searching deep inside for more peace and emotional wealth. That's that peace.
Oh. That is what's up. Like I said, you always have a way of presenting those pieces out. You know what I mean? You always let it lay where it stays. So, you know, that's what's up. And, you know, I just want to thank you for, you know what I'm saying, riding shotgun with me tonight. You know what I mean? Also, you know what I'm saying, you're a sexy diva. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be doing King justice on that, and King just want to say he appreciates that. I mean, so
always
every week, y'all. So, you know, stay tuned.
Thank you. I appreciate you letting me ride shotgun with you. I got you back anytime. This has been an amazing show.
It's like the great Puck said, family. Yeah, we 10:55 in.
Yeah,
It's time to shut it down. Let me see if I can find something. Let me see. I don't want to drag out one too long, so let me see if I can find a short piece. Yeah, I got a little short piece here for you.
Yeah, me too. When I'm right there, you know. This piece right here is called Ocean Dew.
Mic is yours.
We met between the moon and the sun, riding a star. Didn't know about each other until our paths crossed paths. First was the glimpse, although molecular exchange was there. At that point, celestial powers began to grow within our body. That event brought forth a consciousness inside of our galaxy, moving around the universe that connected both of our auras. Hard to explain whether we fall amongst the unknown, dropping down upon this planet as an Earth, and I am a god. And lightning stood upon one phase of our stage. There's a cycle on the way. We're holding on for tomorrow, entering inside one another as a strong anomaly, ever be understood because we're outside of nature. That's that piece, King.
Hi. When you are outside of nature, there is a lot of hard things to, things are hard for people to understand, you know.
Yeah.
But that's not our problem. That's a bad problem. Or they say that's a dumb problem.
Yeah, that's why I said we won't ever be understood because we're outside of nature.
Okay. All right. Well, I got this one last one for the night. This is
all right.
I'll call it short and sweet. It's called No More Scarring. I hate that my heart still smiles at the thought of you. You never ask me what I need, yet you always seem to send the opposite. And your words are beautiful, but they're also empty. Because I'm always alone after you speak. So tell me, how much room is the heart supposed to leave for disappointment? 2%, 10%, 50%, 100%, what? What do you do when you're drawn to who brings uncertainty? I'm wild at heart, but my soul will always hear the call of wild. And my free spirit wants more than anything to run with it. There's something untamed about you, and it pulls me in. But you leave me unsure, and I fear my heart being caged by uncertainty. And I have to face what I choose. But if I let you in, if I let you have me, it may leave a scar. I'm sorry. Got enough of them already. That's that piece.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Everybody out there listening in, tuning in for this night, you've heard the beautiful music and sound of your host, King Atterbury and LaPearl and Negrin. Poetry is power. Power is poetry. The words are heard and brought into existence. So, yeah. And we got this thing here rocking. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Right back to you, girl.
Well, this has been an amazing show. As I was saying earlier, I appreciate you. And I really love the fact that you allow me to ride shotgun with you. You put that trust in me. And I'm always ready to do it for you. I'm here for you. And another thing, I want to thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody called in, listened, gave their beautiful pieces of poetry with the unique styles. And want everybody to be safe, continue to love and respect one another, and get that good relationship going with yourself, and always, always be kind to yourself. That's where spirit resides. Okay?
I know that's right. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm gonna take them out with a good song. You know what I mean?
All right.
Take them out with some Jay Hudson. You know what I mean?
All right.
Five on a good foot.
Pick.
You